Now, our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
We thank you for the significance of this day as the keel of this great ship is laid, for its strength and foundation upon which so many will labor from now until completion. May she always be proud of the name that she will carry, the USNS Montford Point. We thank you for those African-American men who so eagerly desire to serve their country and join the United States Marine Corps.
Through today's keel laying festivities, we not only acknowledge the first major milestone in the life of this new vessel, we also celebrate the success of an exciting new shipbuilding and acquisition program that offers significant enhancements to our national defense. It is truly a great Navy Marine Corps day, one rich in promise that it brings to our nation. Through the names chosen for our ships, we come together often in the Navy shipbuilding community to commemorate our nation's proud history. We honor our leaders and our legends. We acknowledge battles and campaigns, cities and states, and enduring American values. Through their exceptional record of service and sacrifice, the Montford Point Marines have helped overcome barriers to transform our modern military, enabling a path of opportunity and achievement for our generations of service members and Americans. I am proud beyond measure to be shipbuilding a ship that will carry this name and this legacy.
What I see when I look at this ship, I see power projection. I see the ability of the United States of America to put its forces where they have to go, when they have to be there, at the proper time, at the proper place. It is not a ship designed to do one thing, it is a ship designed to do many things. I see engagement. I see presence. When the presence of the United States of America, when the power of the United States of America in a physical symbol, such as the ship behind me, can bring stability to crisis situations, that's what I see.
Okay, now for the real work today. I'd like to ask Mrs. Mills to come forward and to let's get going with the real work. We'll turn it over to her and Mr. Jim Landry, our manager of steel.
In this steel laying ceremony, I'd like to also introduce Mr. Kim Fry right here. He's the ship leading supervisor that's going to help him out. Julio Garcia, the welding foreman who's going to assist them with the welding her initials, and Bill Johnson for our.
I really, really want to express my deepest gratitude to Mr. Harris and all of the NASSCO shipyard personnel here for inviting me today and letting me be part of this momentous occasion. It's something I will never, never forget. Best of luck to everyone who was involved in building the MLP-1. And again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to participate in this unforgettable honor. Thank you.
Quite a few of these, and that is one of the better ones, Bill. You should be very proud.